and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread, when the Lord had gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God has set the seal." So they said to him, What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered them and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's gospel, we see where Jesus chastises the followers. You see, the thing about Jesus is that he is able to see our motives. The Bible tells us when man looks at the parents, God sees the heart.
Amen.
The Bible also tells us about the heart is that the heart is evil and desperately wicked.
Yes.
And the things that comes from the heart sometimes surprises us. That as holy as we are and as saintly as we are, the things that comes from the heart can be very appalling. And so they are following Jesus, pretending they are following him because he's working signs and wonders. And Jesus shattered them because he said to them, "You are only following me because you want some nice homemade bread.
Amen.
You want some nice bread from Dominica. You want some nice homemade bread, oven homemade bread from St. Lucia. But I can't say Washington. You want some pala bread from Washington." And so what we are being told is that Jesus went to the heart of the reason why they were following him.
Amen.
And he said, listen, don't hunger or don't run after things that are perishable. Don't run after things that are passing. Because why? This world is not our home.
Amen.
Don't get too comfortable here in this big house. Don't get too comfortable driving that nice car. Don't get too comfortable on that nice Tempur-Pedic mattress. Don't get too comfortable, because these things you're going to leave behind.
Yes.
Or those things are going to leave you behind. Either or. And so what he's saying, now you have to raise your eyes towards heaven. As the psalmist says, "I raise my eyes towards heaven from where my help comes from."
Yes.
My help comes from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
And so the prayer that you and I have to pray, and as difficult difficult as it might sound, we have to pray. Amen. Lord, give me the grace to despise the perishable things of this world and to aspire after the things that are holy, after the things that are eternal.
Amen.
That's it. That's it right there. That's it. You see, if we understand that all is gift, then we wouldn't cling to it. We wouldn't hold on to it for too long. And I keep saying that, you know, for us in the Virgin Islands, we have Irma. And I don't think we really learned our lesson. So guess what? We had, after that, Maria. And after that, we were one nice, happy family. We loved everybody, and then we forget. And now we have Miss Corona. What again God has to, you know, use to wake us up? That we are not learning, or we are forgetting very quickly. And so the job becomes our God. Very interesting. You know, the same job, the job, everything's a job. Working, 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 work, 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 work. Now, everybody again at home. Isn't that interesting? And then when this is over, we go on now because we have to make the money that we, and we are really foolish people. Because God is trying to teach us.
Yes.
Put me first. Come on, put me first. Mm-hmm. Put me first. Allow me the same zeal we have for our job, have just half of that for him. Isn't it so interesting that, you know, the work and the position and the title. Now the news is saying there's so millions of Americans are filing unemployment. Maybe because the work has become our God. And so what lesson being learned here? Listen, that is passing. That position, that job is passing.
Amen.
Go after the things that, what he said, go after the things that are eternal. That house, that car, that is not eternal. That is going to go, it's going to rot, it's going to blow away one day. But plant your treasures in heaven. Secure your long-term goals in heaven. Work after with the same zeal you have for the work and for the house and for the material things. Have more zeal for the things that are lasting.
Amen.
We are reminded that we take nothing with us. You know, it's very interesting. One wise man said that we spend a lifetime trying to make money. We have the money. And then in our old age, or even before our old age, we have to spend all the money now to take care of this body. And so we are not really wise people. I think what the world lacks today is wisdom. We heard it in the first reading that Stephen was wise. We have a set of book sense, and what we lack is wisdom. Solomon prayed for wisdom. Stephen this morning had wisdom. Wisdom is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray this morning for wisdom, that we will make right choices, that the decisions that we make will be life-giving, that we'll pass that wisdom on to our children, that we'll be able to say to our children and our grandchildren, turn your eyes towards heaven, seek God and his kingdom, and everything else will be added. Amen.
Amen.